T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
SS.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Monday, October 26th. Three big things.
Three.
Winter weather advisory for South Central Kansas. Snow, rain, and drizzle today.
Two.
Nationwide gas prices up 3 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
One.
Candidates are making their final impressions with the election just over a week away. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Things continue to be very slippery and dangerous on the roadways this morning. If you can stay off of the bridges, overpasses, you know, that sort of thing, the on and off ramps are very slippery. You're just going to have to be super, super careful out there this morning if you have to go out. If you don't, might be a good idea just to stay home today. But, yeah, things looking pretty bad on the roadways here in Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Winter weather advisory through tonight. Cold with snow, drizzle, and rain today. The high of 27 degrees. 50% chance for snow tonight. And then overnight low is 24. Tuesday, 60% chance for snow and sleet. Tomorrow's high, 35 degrees. Look for accumulation of 1 to 2 inches here across South Central Kansas. Now fog, mist, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. Combined with 26 degrees gives you a wind chill of 13. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Stocks finished the week mostly lower. The S&P managed a modest gain Friday, but still fell 18 points for the week, its first weekly loss in 4 weeks. The Dow lost 270 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 123 points for the week ending Friday. The Trump administration is giving a green light to Delta Airlines and Canada's WestJet, who want to work together in setting schedules and prices. Normally, cooperation like that would violate antitrust laws. But the Transportation Department Friday gave tentative approval to the airline's request for immunity from those laws. Demonstrators dressed as chickens, a cow, and President Donald Trump gathered Saturday in London to protest a proposed U.S.-UK trade deal that activists say will lower food standards. Some 50 people assembled near the Houses of Parliament to protest the ongoing negotiations for the trade deal, which the U.K. government is counting on to cushion the impact of Britain's departure from the European Union. Demonstrators are worried the agreement will relax rules for food imports from the U.S. They're worried about food safety. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Changes for an art center in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Gallery Alley will soon be getting a new look and a new use. The alley's been a pocket for public art in the heart of downtown Wichita for the last 3 years. It's located at 612 East Douglas. The Renfro sits on the west side of the alley. Bokeh Development plans to reconfigure 3 tenant spaces inside the Renfro so businesses leasing space there can have a storefront facing into Gallery Alley. The shop should be open by March. Wichita State has broken ground on a new $60 million home of the university's business school. Woolsey Hall will be the new home for the W. Frank Barton School of Business. It'll be a three-story building and will go up in the middle of the expanded campus just south of the YMCA. Construction is expected to be complete in mid-2022. The building is named for Wayne Woolsey, owner and chairman of the Woolsey Companies. And the number of U.S. workers filing unemployment claims fell last week, but levels remain high as the economic recovery struggles to maintain a foothold. The U.S. Department of Labor reports that 757,000 workers filed new claims for state unemployment benefits. That's down 73,000 from last week. Another 345,000 claims were filed under a federal program that provides benefits to freelancers, part-timers, and others during the pandemic. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, thank you, Bill. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning celebrating the return of Ted Woodward, who has been struggling with the COVID-19 virus now for, 57 days or more, right, Ted?
Yeah, almost 2 months now.
And I was just thinking a moment ago while Bill was talking about, I think I've spent two nights in a hospital in my entire life to get my tonsils out or whatever. I don't know how you could stay in there for as long as you did. How many days were you actually in hospital then, Ted?
22.
22.
16 of those were in the intensive care unit.
After you got out of the intensive care, that meant they were not optimistic enough to say, "Hey, you're getting better. We think you're going to do well, right?"
Yeah. At that point, I still needed care, but I was showing enough improvement that they freed up an ICU room for somebody else that really needed it, because I was obviously starting to head in the right direction. So I wasn't infectious anymore. At that point, they had deemed me not to be contagious with COVID-19 and so moving me to a regular room was kind of the next part of the process.
Well, and we've been on the air while you've been gone. We've been very much, encouraging people to mask up. And I know some people are just not going to do it, and they want to do it. They're not going to do it. They don't care. But one of the reasons that Jad and I, especially in our other coworkers, is we've been careful is because we saw what happened to you, even though you were being very, very careful about this before you actually got tested positive for the COVID, right?
Yeah, I was trying to. I was masking up and keeping things clean and washing the hands and kind of checking all the boxes. But somehow I got it somewhere. I'll never know. But it just goes to show, like you said, you can be careful. But some people get it and some don't. So it's something that's so contagious that you just don't know. If you let your guard down for an hour or two, that might be when you get it. So it's contingent on all of us to keep doing the safeguards and trying to be as healthy as you can day by day. And I don't wish this on anyone. So I hope people take the best health precautions they can and stay healthy, because this is not a good situation for a lot of folks.
You know, my daughter Stacy has asked about you almost daily, and she says, "Well, Dad, do you think Ted's got enough sick days that he'll be okay with being out that long?" I said, "Yeah, he probably hasn't even scratched the surface of how many sick days you've got accumulated. I mean, over 22 years we've been doing this show on Intercom, maybe once or twice you or I have taken a sick day. And so you probably got some piled up that you still have to use if you need them."
No, you and I and Jad, we managed to stay pretty healthy and keep that in just in case we need it someday. And I needed it. I never thought I would, but I never thought I would miss 2 months of work. I'm certainly glad that we're on the other side of this. At least I hope so for myself, and looking to get back to as close to normal as we can get.
And we'll be gradually getting you back involved here in the morning show over the next few days, and maybe doing a little sports and some blur and whatnot, and that'll keep you occupied. But again, we talked about this earlier, but keeping your mind going, keeping from going absolutely stark raving crazy, that must have been tough while you were laid up in that bed all that time.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's 95% of what you're doing is concerned about yourself and your own health, and that's kind of what I've been focusing on. And the other, the rest of your time, you try to keep your mind active and stay relevant with your friends and your family. It's they're the ones that pull you through, and certainly that was true in my case. I'm trying to get better, and the support I've received has been just pretty amazing. So I thank all the folks that have been with me through this and are still trying to be part of getting back to normal.
All right. Well, we're gonna, like I said, we'll be having you on throughout the week here, and maybe next week even almost close to normal. So Thanks for being with us this morning. Going to let you go and rest now for a while.
Well, looking forward to it. And, boy, it's great to hear your guys' voices and be back on the air with you.
All right. Thanks, Ted. Ted Woodward back on the Steve and Ted Show now after 57 days off battling the COVID-19. Coming up on Glenn Beck this morning, Justin Haskins of the Heartland Institute is going to talk about the Great Reset. That's one of the things on Glenn Beck this morning. Also, our news at 9 o'clock, police investigating a fatal shooting at a North Wichita nightclub. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 26 degrees, wind chill 13.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.